We are still in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. I'm enjoying teaching these words. I hope that you are enjoying listening. God's word is good words. They are energizing words. They speak to my heart as well as to my mind. When we left off yesterday, I had quoted the words of Jesus when he said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Did you know that is the main reason that people err from the truth? Is because they don't know the scriptures. They err because they don't know the scriptures, nor do they know the power of God. Many have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Many know the scriptures in their heads, but their hearts are far from the word of God. When any preacher corrupts the gospel in any one point, he has corrupted his whole message. Jesus also said, "A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Why not apply that proverb in the positive? A little spiritual leaven can leaven a whole church, a community, a country. Do we dare to have such faith as this? Paul in verse 10 told them, "I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded." Paul had confidence in these converts that they would be none otherwise minded. Paul trusts that when they receive this letter, they will think no differently than he does. This is the greatest expression in the entire letter of Paul's confidence in the satisfactory outcome of the controversy. Paul turns next to those who were disturbing the Galatians. "But he that troubleth you, he shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be." Paul's opponent, the Judaizers, would suffer the tragic consequences that he had shown to be the lot of those who took the way of the law rather than the way of faith. The phrase, "whosoever he be," could indicate either that Paul did not know his adversaries or that judgment would be theirs regardless of who they were. "And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would that they were even cut off which trouble you." In other words, he was saying, "I'm trusting in the Lord to keep you from believing false teaching." God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you. Dear brothers and sisters, he's saying, "If I'm still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted if I no longer preach salvation through the cross of Christ? Why should anyone be offended?" I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would be cut off. If Paul was alive today and still preaching, he would feel the same way about those in our midst who would preach to you the gospel of baptism, not the gospel of faith. They claim that you cannot be forgiven of your sins until after you have been baptized. And if Paul was here today, I believe he would stand toe to toe and refute that corrupt gospel. Those who preach this gospel of baptism for forgiveness of sin ignore the pattern of Jesus while he was on the earth. There are many instances where Jesus forgave the people's sins before they were baptized. In fact, he never mentioned that they needed to be baptized when he forgave them. Time and again, he would tell people, "Thy sins be forgiven." Jesus had a pattern of forgiving sins right on the spot, without the people doing anything. They didn't have to move from where they were at. They didn't have to go anywhere and do anything. Just accept his pardon. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.